Duties of the Eldest Child. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley here in Campo, California with Mr. Candle. Mr. Candle, here I am, sitting on the bedside of children all over the world, waiting to tell you a story about the things that I have heard as I travel from bedside to bedside and sit on the bedside glowing and glimmering in the eyes of children everywhere, and the wonderful things they have to tell me. What can you imagine it might be? What can you imagine it might be that the children love to tell me? Well, I talk to the smallest children most of the time, but occasionally there's a 7 or 8 year old, maybe even a 9 year old, and they want to talk to me too. And they say, Mr. Candle, I have something I want to say. I say, all right, what do you have to say? You're so filled with bubbling enthusiasm, my goodness sakes, what a wonderful boy you are. And my name is Michael. And I said, well, Michael, that's a wonderful name. And what does that mean? Well, it means that I am the firstborn. Oh, is that what it means? Yes, in my home, I'm the firstborn, so Michael means the firstborn. And there are 4 other children, and I am 9 years old. My goodness sakes, you have a lot of children in your wonderful family. And how do you work with these children? Are they a lot of fun to be with, or do they sort of get on your nerves sometimes? Do you like children, or tell me all about it. Yes, that's what I wanted to say, Mr. Campbell. That's just what I wanted to say. The duties of the oldest child. The duties of the eldest child. What are the duties of the oldest child? Mr. Cannell, can you tell me? Well, Michael, in every home, the duties of every child vary. And the duties of the children are duties that they give to themselves. Sometimes it's because when they are born in the rotation. Sometimes it's because of their mother or father being home or not being home. Sometimes it's because the responsibility their parents give to them. And sometimes just because that they have a very loving and a very generous heart and they want to do good things for their brothers and sisters. Well, Mr. Cannell, that's me. Oh, that's you, Michael, huh? You have a loving heart and you want to do wonderful things for your brothers and sisters. Well, Michael, tell me, what is it that you like to do for your brothers and sisters? What would you say, what you call duties that you have as the oldest child? Well, Mr. Candle, my mother has been teaching me and telling me again and again and again and again and again, and it's beginning to sink in, Mr. Candle. Well, for 9 years old, recognizing that something's beginning to sink in, that's pretty good. Now, thank you, Mr. Cannell, but she has been telling me again and again and again that I am the role model for my brothers and sisters. Now, Mr. Cannell, I didn't know what role model meant, and I just said, yes, 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 yes. And she says, now, just a minute, sweetheart. You must know what the word role model means. The word role model means that you are an example to your brothers and sisters of everything that is good and beautiful, that is right and beneficial, and that is the thing that they should do. And you know, Mr. Cannell, it's hard and yet it's not hard. I am a good boy. Well, Michael, I can tell that. You certainly are a good boy. But, Mr. Candle, there are times I'd like to be mean to my brothers and sisters because they are so naughty. And I want to spank them and I want to tell them how bad they are. And my mother says, Michael, you are a role model. You are never to strike another child. You are never to strike anyone, in fact. You don't need to do that to get your point across. And Michael, as a role model, you never tell anybody else that they're bad. You merely show them, by being good yourself, how they can be good. Mr. Cattle, that's a lot of work sometimes. Well, Michael, why did you choose to be the oldest child of your family? I didn't choose it. I just came along and I was number one. Michael, what did you just say? Well, I just came along and I'm number one. Yeah, well, what did you just say when you finished it? I'm number one. Michael, what a wonderful place to hold the number one place in your family. You are number one. You are the perfect example to all your brothers and sisters of how to act beautifully, how to be loving. Michael, I got a big word here for you, and I wonder if maybe you'd like to think about it.
What's that, Mr. Kendall?
Well, the word is unconditional love.
Well, what does that mean?
You don't know what unconditional love means, Mr. Michael?
No, Mr. Kendall, I don't know what unconditional love means. It's a big, big, big word, and I'm still working on medium-sized words.
Okay, Michael. Unconditional love means that you love from your heart every single person in the world because you created them out of your love, out of your joy, and you love them without any judgment. You love them without thinking you know better how they should do things. You love them without thinking that you must tell them how to live their life. You love them without any thought of you getting your big nose in there.
My big nose? What do you mean? What do you mean, Mr. Cameron? What do you mean by big nose?
Oh, Michael, that's just a phrase. Michael, you have a very fine nose. It's a very dignified nose.
You have a very good nose, Michael. It's a good example for your brothers and sisters.
Michael, did you notice? All your brothers and sisters have that same nose?
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Well, look in the mirror and see what your nose looks like, and then look at your brothers and sisters and see they all have the family nose, the nose of unconditional love.
Oh,
maybe I better study up on unconditional love, Mr. Kendall. Michael, I think you're doing just wonderful. I'm very proud to know you, Michael. I'm very proud to come and visit you and bring you these wonderful opportunities to share what's going on in your world.
Well, Mr. Kendall, one more thing.
Yes, Michael. If I'm a role model, what do I get for being a role model? Do I get any special blessings? Do I get any special gifts? Do I get any special presents? Do I get a special up more on my allowance than the rest of them? Michael, a perfect role model is a perfect role model because he is a perfect role model. It's not because he is paid to be that way. That's the way he is. That's his nature. And Michael, your nature is to be loving. Your nature is to be generous. Your nature is to do good things. Your nature is to look at a wrong thing that comes along and you know that it's wrong and you say, no, I do not want any part of that. Your nature is to find something good to say about your family, my goodness, yes, and about all your friends, that's easy too, and about all the people you meet in your world, and your teachers especially. You find something good to say about them because you're a role model. So when your brothers and sisters go to school, they'll say good things about their teachers too. And they'll say good things about their mommy and daddy, which is your mommy and daddy. You know, you all got the same mommy and daddy. And they are going to say nice things because you, Michael, do that. Now, Michael, could anyone pay you to do that?
Well, why not?
How would they know how to pay you? How would they know how to pay you for being the wonderful boy you are?
But, Mr. Kendall, a little bit of money is nice now and then.
Michael, did you ever think of doing something extra around the house and then letting some good thing happen to you? Did you ever think of going out and doing the dishes when you weren't asked? Did you ever think of scrubbing the kitchen floor, of cleaning up the solarium and making all the plants watered so beautifully? Have you ever thought of, but ask your mother first so that you don't overwater them. Have you ever thought of doing extra things around the house? Did you ever think of sweeping the driveway from the garage door out to the street and then sweep the sidewalk and then sweep the sidewalk up to the front door and to the back door and do that when nobody's looking, when nobody sees you doing it? Have you ever thought of doing that? Well, Michael, if you do something like that, you will find that you will have more money, if you wish, more things, more gifts given to you than you can ever imagine. Not because you're doing those tasks, but because with a loving heart, you're going out and you are sharing your talent with everyone. Yes, Michael, I'll tell you more about wonderful things that a boy like you can do. But you're firstborn, Michael. You have a very special place in your family. And your family has a very special place in your heart. So, Michael, you go out and you tell everyone that you love them. Tell everyone they're beautiful. Tell everyone that this is a good world. Tell everyone there's peace on earth. Tell everyone you have the most wonderful family in the world, and your brothers and sisters and your mommy and daddy are the most wonderful people that live in the universe. And then tell good things about them. And Michael, when you do that, then you will really know unconditional love. And then, Michael, you'll know what the duties of the oldest child are. Oh, look at that. There comes Mr. Candle. Mr. Sandman, rather. I'm Mr. Candle. There comes Mr. Sandman, and he's got his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over all the boys and girls here. Now, you boys and girls that I'm visiting here, telling this story to, you better get into bed now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You haven't got much time. Get into bed. Now, slip yourself under the covers. Now, take turns. There's six of you. And give your mommy and daddy a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Then let mommy and daddy go to the next one and the next one. They got to hurry up because Mr. Sandman is standing right outside the door. He knows I told him to wait just a second. And so he's waiting just a second while mommy and daddy give you each a hug and each a kiss and each a snuggle and tell you how much they love you. And then they tuck you in and they say, good night, my beloved. I love you. I love you. I love you. And this is Mr. Candle saying to you, each one, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.